no, 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 no. Son of a bitch. No. No, 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 no. Warning. I have snot in my nose. My throat feels like it's closing in itself, and I sound disgusting. Oh, yeah. All up in here, all fluey, all coldy, all gross, and you're welcome. It's not that bad. It is that bad. I'm gonna be all stuffy and gross and itchy and... I have a hard enough time being a nice person as it is, and now this. Don't you lie to me, I'm a grouch. At the best of times, and now this, I can't do it. No. I will not speak to anybody, go to work, or socialize on any level. It's for the best of humankind. I don't like it. I hate being sick. I hate being inconvenienced on any level. Is an excellent idea, but I've heard that in order to keep up with our bills and stay sheltered, we have to do the job thing, and that is just preposterous and ridiculous, but it is the world we live in. And it can go do something. Don't you lie to me. There is nothing cute about a stuffy, yet somehow dripping nose, closed off throat, and mucus. Don't do it. I hate you. You are disgusting. Don't hug me. Don't kiss me. I am slime incarnate. Which I know, based off your internet searches, is kind of hot to you, but it's really not. The slime in your videos is all like, huh? Sexy, and mine's like. Is that doing anything for you? Leave me to be gross. I'm sorry. I never asked, how are you? No. No. Oh, you're sick too. This is the worst thing that has ever happened to anyone ever, and we should quarantine. Mm-hmm. Come here. Let me look. Oh, those are swollen glands and red stuffiness and a general look of bleh. I now pronounce you too disgusting to leave. You'll have to stay here too. Looks like we're gonna be homeless. Well, it was nice while it lasted. I am a huge, huge fan of water and electricity and four walls. But we cannot leave, so we will just have to ride it out and see what the next chapter of our lives brings. Absolutely no fucking idea what I'm talking about. Delirium has set in. Maybe you should quarantine in another room. Oh, we don't have another bedroom, that's sad. Well, you will just have to stay here and get infected and even more gross. And all because you were foolish enough to think I was cute at one point. You silly, silly, silly bastard. Am I still the endearingly charming person you fell in love with? I love it when you lie. I hate this. I hate being gross and uncomfortable and whiny, and who's gonna look after us? Well, usually it's just one man down, but now it's like, what are we gonna do? I am not filled with confidence. Be strong and dig deep. Do you know who you're talking to? You need to know your audience. I know you love me, and there's a certain element of rose tinted glasses, but honey, I am not a dig deep kind of person. I'm a complaining, bratty, somehow worth your affection, but I'm not. No. I was sheltered and spoiled as a child. It's not all my fault. And then my parents had to spoil it all by getting divorced and spending all their money on their second families, leaving me with no skills and no humility, and it's a terrible concoction, and now I'm sick. And the only person that likes me is also sick, and I have to look after them, and I don't know how to do it. I wish that wasn't true, but I am. become very full of bullshit and even more full of entitlement, and I don't know what to do. You are the only person to think so, and majoritively, I am very, very grateful for that. No, that did not mean less things that you like about me. Shh. Neither of us have any energy, and I don't have enough to stop you, so please, just... Oh, you sound worse than me. Okay. So you're saying we can't just sit here in self-pity and someone will magically come along and fix it? Well, I'm all out of ideas. What do you got? I grew up with maids and I never appreciated them. I don't like this reality. I liked being spoiled and sheltered and having no clue what real life was like. But I didn't have you, so... that's something. No. Not just because you're cute. I mean, I never had anybody that actually gave a shit before. So I'm probably just gonna have to learn to woman the fuck up and take it on the chin. I know. Might require a fundamental personality replacement, but I'm gonna say something I never thought I would have to. I'm gonna try. You're welcome. Okay. You stay here, and I will try to do something helpful. Don't thank me yet. I said I would try and say I'd be successful. No. You stay here. You look even worse than me. Because I realize that you do a lot for me, and you show me how to do really basic things, and you don't punish me for being an entitled little shit, so I'm gonna try not to be a complete asshole and put you first. Because I don't have my money to rely on anymore and just buy you stuff, so now it's like I have to do stuff. Yeah, I'm a big romantic. Just go lay down, sleep, and I will try to do something for you. Shut up. Yeah, well, you earn yourself a gross kiss over there. Just sleep. Okay. make something. Tea. You can make tea. You just need hot water in the bag, in the cup, and... But we haven't eaten. Okay, food. Food. I can make food. Bread. We have no bread. Cereal. We have no milk. Okay, fuck. I really miss being rich. Hey. I am so surprised if you got sleep. Me, crash bang wall up in the kitchen, so. Did you sleep any? Yay. I think you might be lying, but I'm prepared to take it. So, for your ambitious taste buds, I have soup that I made. Well, I started off with a can, got the can opener, opened it up, put it in the bowl, and flung it in the microwave. And that is how you make soup. I'll teach you the technique sometime. You think you can eat? Well, after all that hard work, how could you not? Some water, too. Oh, my breath stinks. So bad. So don't, like, face me head on. You ready? There you go. So, riddle me this. We're both sick. Undeniably gross. But I don't really think you're gross. I mean, I know logically we're both disgusting and should not be let outside, but... You don't look that gross to me. In fact, you look kind of... nice in a weird way. I don't really understand what's happening. Oh, don't say that. I don't want to be like the Grinch. I want my heart to stay cynical and small and coated in cashmere. And it has not grown 3 sizes. A half a size, at the most. Because I'm still me. still complain about everything, still want everything to be easy peasy lemon squeezy, not difficult, difficult lemon difficult. And most things are. And it's like, why? Why do we have to do this? Why do we have to go to a job we don't care about again and again and again and talk to people we don't want to talk to? And feel pissed off and exhausted and like there's no point. Because, yeah, no further. And you get sick and you don't even have a maid to look after you. Well, your maid is very shitty. She has a horrible attitude, and I suspect she doesn't even want to be here. And she's getting snot in your soup. I'm sorry for being an asshole. I don't mean to be. I think it's just like having everything I ever wanted and then it all just being snatched away with no real good foundation to help me, you know, not be a disaster. I do love you, you know. I don't understand what the fuck you see in me, but hey, that's your problem. Really messed up that you think of me as your problem. That is not cute. That sounds really unhealthy. Oh, dear God. You aren't eating it anyway. Why do you smell good? You shouldn't smell good. You should smell like a dead person. Because I do. Maybe it's because you're just that nicer than me. What are you thanking me for? Messing up your kitchen and complaining like a bitch? Yeah, well, I love you, so I don't really have a choice. No, my parents just didn't love me. And I don't really blame them. But the joke's on them because I have somebody that does love me and I love them and I am gonna make us both rich. No! There is nothing like a riches to rags, back to riches story to really piss off decrepit white people. I am gonna do the unthinkable. I am gonna work really hard. Use everything that they kind of taught me and stick it right in their faces. And then I can give money to somebody who actually deserves it. Well, I was thinking you, but charities don't sound so bad either. I mean, like, it really, really sucks to be poor. Like, so much. Like, nobody ever really explained that to me, and now it's like I understand in my bones how shitty it is. But it's okay, because we love each other, and I am gonna work really hard, and then I can buy you whatever you want. Yeah, but I don't think you understand. You can still have me and money. It's okay. I'll teach you how to be materialistic. I know, it's a fair trade-off. Even when you're sick and gross and I have to forage like an animal.